Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. We are having a wonderful time here on the hashtag Give Thanks Week. Denise, what are you thankful for? Hashtag Give Thanks.
I'm thankful for my family.
Good.
And I'm also very thankful for, my business. You know, I feel I give thanks every day that I still have a business.
And you're able to help people. You help more people.
I do.
And Denise has helped more people that I know out of tight spots. And believe it or not, everyone thinks, oh, it's for the money. It's look, this is a grueling business that the three of us are in, sitting at this table. And it's taxing on our lives, our families, but it is rewarding to help people. Denise, you help a lot of people. Cal, what are you thankful for?
Well, first off, my business is like going swimming. I mean, it's just all fun. I'm thankful for my bride, to which I will have been married 50 years in January.
Wow.
Right? I'm very grateful.
So amazing.
Her.
How did she put up with you for that long? Marijuana?
Yeah. Got to be something.
Oh, no.
For our nine talented, smart children, and also our 18 grandchildren and two beautiful little tiny great grandchildren.
That is a legacy, Cal.
It's
50 years and counting, and what a wonderful life.
I look at myself and I think, how did I get here? And then I look in this studio with you three wonderful, smart people, and I think, how did this happen? How did we get here? How did we end up being a business partner with my wife and with other people whom I love and truly treasure? How did that happen? I don't know. So I'm just grateful for every second of it.
That's great. Todd, are you grateful for something?
No, I'm a Grinch. I'll tell you, in all seriousness, you kind of beat me to the punch, because I was thinking about things that I'm grateful for as I was thinking about the hashtag Give Thanks. And obviously, the first thing that came to my mind was my kids.
Right. Sure.
I mean, they are literally my life. You take away my kids, you might as well take away parts of my body, and I'm just a shell. My kids and my extended family, my parents, my brothers and sisters and their spouses and stuff.
Right.
Seven kids in the family. I'm the only one not married, so I'm the black sheep. But the other thing...
You were married, though.
I was at one time.
You brought some nice children to the world.
And brought nice kids. You know, the downfall of our marriage is once my wife, at the time, got LASIK eye surgery and had that sinus plug removed, and then, you know, her poor eyesight and bad sense of smell was the only way I was going to meet up.
You were doomed.
Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, though, it's the extended family that I have of friends, and specifically this show. And, I mean, I'm one of those people that I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have very few very close friends, and I feel that everybody in this room and on the other side of this glass, Cal, is in that group. And
likewise,
so I'm very grateful for
that. What a wonderful life. You have to look at the positive. Hashtag give thanks. We're asking all of you to go to your social media and let's do 1 week of positive stuff so you can get 300 views instead of 50,000 like I normally get.
And you know, just once a day is good. Just one thing
just
a day you're thankful
for. One a day,
before,
but before Thanksgiving, because next week's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And hashtag give thanks. I love it. What a wonderful, and there's people all over the United States that are doing it. Let's flood it with positive, right? Flood it with positive. This is too much negative in this country. We want to be happy.
What a radical concept. Flooding the social media and the airwaves with positivity. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk Market Lit.
Certainly not the starters of Facebook.
855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. Remember, seek local counsel. Not giving you legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. This hour, we are going to talk about some more. We already talked about it in the first hour, COVID-19 restrictions on the court we discussed. But we're going to finish up on a little bit about a criminal and how this delays in the courts throughout the United States is going to affect criminal. We already discussed Denise. You can go back to our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. And I'm going to talk about civil, which most people out there are saying, you know what, Mr. Penny, you talk whatever you want. It don't matter to me if civil cases don't go out. It's better that there's no lawsuits. No. Wait till I discuss and you can see through how it's going to affect not just those people with cases, but you in the community. And this thing is very interesting. Then we're going to talk about the Boy Scouts lawsuits. It hits a massive milestone in their bankruptcy filing. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about the tragedy of Naya Rivera. The family is bringing lawsuits on her drowning. I believe Rivera.
Former actress that was on the show Glee.
Glee, right. That's exactly right. And then we're going to talk about the greatest one of all. The toddler formula lawsuit that Todd can't wait to talk about.
The what?
Got to hear about the toddler formula lawsuit.
There are some wrongs that just need to be righted.
And we're going to talk about that. But why people come here is one thing, Cal, is to see you stump the panel. Why don't you roll case or
no? All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
As I told you, bananas and terrorists. We've all heard of FARC, which is the Spanish initials for the Revolutionary Army Forces of Colombia in South America, a terrorist group that played rough. The Chiquita Banana Company opened up about 3,000 acres in a rough neighborhood, shall we say, in Colombia. FARC had a policy. Whenever it got broke, it offered, in quotes, inoculation to Chiquita, protection money. We won't kidnap your people or vandalize your fields if you pay this, this little money, like $10,000 hidden in the spare tire of a Jeep, whatever. As in this case with any free money, their demands got higher and higher until the company stalled a little. And the next thing you know, Tanya Julin of Winter Springs, Florida, who was married to Rich the night he was kidnapped, January 31st, 1993. And this happened in the village of Porcuro, Panama, 15 miles from the Colombian border. Armed men burst into their home. They took their two young daughters who were sleeping, tied up Rich, ordered he and the other men who were in there at the time out. They were never heard or seen from again. The ransom demand, $5 million. It soon became apparent that they had been killed. It took years for the families to find out for sure, and they never got any remains, and that was that. And Chiquita said, what do you want us to do? It's a tough life, right? Ms. Julin said the company encouraged the crime by giving in to extortion demands in the first place. She wondered if she might have a case against the purveyor of the Cavendish banana, Chiquita. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, should she get a lawyer, and is this case or no case?
Well, this is a scenario, but the question is a case. My first question would be, what would be the venue? Is it in Panama, or is it in the United States? I don't know. And so you got a venue issue. I assume she brought it in the United States, where they were working there in that area, and that he was a civilian out of the United States citizen.
Is Chiquita
right?
Imports through a company, I think, in New Jersey, if I have my notes right.
So. Right. And so he is a United States citizen. I would say that they could argue Chiquita does have standing in the United States to sue them because their business is in this area. So I'm going to say that she has standing and does sue in the United States, and she loses, because winning would be the normal thing. It's a case, and she sues in the United States under the rules that they do have their main company is out of somewhere in the United States, and she loses for some reason. I think it's just they had nothing to do with it, let me back up. Criminal act, they're not liable for criminal acts.
Ah,
I just thought about it.
I was going to say you're going counterintuitive, and now you came up
now,
with a reason.
Now my brain's flowing. It's a criminal act, right, and they're not liable for criminal acts. And then after this, Cal is going to go to our other esteemed panel and find out.
Todd's thinking, let's see, bananas, terrorists, lawsuit.
I was just thinking the group FARC. I believe they were masters of the pull-my-finger interrogation techniques that just ravished the country.
That's a different group, but it's close. That was my grandfather's FARC.
Okay, got it. The FARCing spider. Got it.
Exactly.
Great.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll be right
back.
We're
off the rails.
This is Radio Law Talk. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny.
Todd Kunin.
And Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now.
We agree. So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm. It does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. And Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, we were just talking about the case or no case, and I just opined that your wonderful discussion, you know, I said there was a case, and that the winner is Chiquita Banana in the case where her husband was kidnapped. And she claimed they knew about the ransoms they were paying in the past to these Colombian cartels, and they were in Panama, and the husband and wife and child, apparently, or children, came out of the United States, and she sued, and I said she wins, and she loses. It is a case, and Todd's turn to determine.
Okay, Todd, what do you have on this?
Well, I don't know. That was a long explanation.
I don't know, Cal. Based upon the group involved, I think this might be all fart, no bite. But
you think?
I'm just going to ride that.
That's a rough assessment.
Rough assessment. Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. Because of the location,
yeah.
Here is my analysis. Any lawsuit brought because of the... because the fact that it was a kidnapping and it was criminal in nature, but it's in another country and you got U.S. citizens and family, all of this has to take place in an international court, and she prevails in international court, but then runs into a big problem. You can prevail, but there's no means of enforcement because it's international court. So she wins, but she can't collect anything because of the international nature of the court. That's my answer.
Interesting. All right, Denise Dirks, what say you in the case of FARC versus the public versus, well, employee versus Chiquita Banana, employee's wife.
So it was the employee's wife. I thought the whole family was kidnapped.
No, there were two daughters, a wife, and they were having a party. It was like their anniversary or something. So the kidnappers come in, they grab the husband and the two other house guests. They take them away, demand $5 million in ransom. They're never seen again. The kids, the wife, are left alone. They wanted the employees because the company wasn't going to pay for the wife and kids. They knew that. Right. At least I'm sure they were thinking that. Yeah.
Okay. And, but there's three different jurisdictions. That's the part that's confusing. Because you have Colombia, right, where FARC is.
Right.
And then you've got Panama, where the kidnap occurred.
Right.
And then you've got United States, where there are citizens that have been injured in those. I don't think it's an international jurisdiction issue. I think that this is not a case.
All right, fair enough. So here we stand on case or no case with Mr. Penny and Mr. Kunin saying that it's a case, and the lovely Ms. Dirks saying it is not. So those who say it is not...
Fred, how did you and I go opposite Denise again? We don't even know the result, and we're already lamenting.
I lamented before I even gave my what I thought. The minute I say what I think is going on, I said, that's done.
You guys might be right.
Lay it on us, Cal.
For those of you who say this is a case, that would be Fred and Todd. All I can say is... Congratulations,
yeah. Denise, we got you. That's a point for me, Denise.
Maybe two. Let's find out what happened.
You might have to put one line down for me.
A company official said in court, you have to pay these people. They're serious. Their military is not able to control them. You can't just turn them in, give their names to somebody because they'll make a retribution for that, and you can expect violence. That's just the cost of doing business, Chiquita said. Well, if Tanya wins, Chiquita loses. The lawsuit, as Todd pointed out, does not ask for any specific damages because of the sorting all of that out through how they're going to do it. But the plaintiff's attorney said other similar cases have eventually resulted in verdicts in the tens of millions of dollars because, he said, verdicts such as these are automatically tripled. So I don't know where that is, but that's what he said.
Todd went.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kunin gets a full range of points. Maybe
you
should give him a half a bonus point for getting that one.
Wow, you nailed it. At least I got a half a point.
And you got a 1 point.
1 point? Oh, my God.
And next hour... Somebody said there's more than one cheating German car maker that makes diesel engines.
What?
So that'll be Volkswagen we all know about, but that'll be the subject of our next case or no case. And now,
join us at 855 Law Radio if you want to call in. Remember, we have Instagram, TikTok, we do Facebook. You can go to any of those social media areas and see us post fun things. Thank you for joining us. We were talking about, usually we try to make them three separate hours, right? And that's important, but this is a 3-hour show, and and we're 9 to noon Pacific time, what, 10 to 1 Central time, and 11 to 2 Eastern time.
And 9 to noon Eastern.
9 to noon.
No, no Eastern noon to 3.
Noon to 3 Eastern.
Okay.
11 to 2, then 10 to 1, and 9 to
oh,
noon.
Oh, that's right. You're right. That's right. Okay. There's 4 time zones. Why am I doing 3?
Well, there's 4? We're talking about Hawaii and Alaska?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
New Jersey.
I'm just trying to help everybody out, but now they're so confused.
Arizona.
What?
Who doesn't change time at all?
I can't add up right
and
now.
And it has the right idea. Okay,
there's
a 3-hour difference.
Can I go back? Yeah, 3 hours. There's three time zones, right?
But only a 3-hour difference, correct?
Yeah, 3-hour difference. Okay.
Here we start at 9. There we start at noon.
Right.
Here we end at noon. There we end at 3. And there's your
all I got to say is different. Figure it out yourself, or we're 90 noon Pacific time. How's that?
If you're in Idaho, we're just, it's 10 until 1. That's all.
Okay, here we go. So we were talking about the delays in the court systems. And the delays in the court systems are affecting criminal cases, family law cases, and we've discussed that. Go listen to the podcast. But what I want to talk about is something, how does it affect, and I'm going to do it very briefly. So hang on, I'm not going to make this long. But I know you're out there saying it doesn't affect you with civil cases. And you're probably saying it doesn't matter. I'm tired of lawsuits, and good, now there's no lawsuits. Well, it's going to affect you. For example, think of the people who've been injured in an accident. Seriously, they've lost their jobs, they've been injured, they have bills to pay, and they can't get to court. It's difficult for them. And I know I'm stepping up for the person, people that are injured. What about people with property? There's a property dispute. One person's on the land and using it for some business and making money. You can't get to court to sue them. So that person sits there. What about unlawful detainer and evictions? How are you going to get to court with that, Denise and Todd? And those of you out there, naysayers, they're going to have to sit there, and you're going to have a difficult time as a landlord kicking them out, or a renter if there's a landlord that's doing something improper. So it's going to affect the economy, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Boy Scouts lawsuits that have hit them. We'll be right back.
Ironically, by the way, Fred, all of the people in the courthouse are still getting paid. That's the ironic thing about this.
Yep.
At any rate, more's coming right now on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says...
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Back to come on, tell us what you're thinking. I can tell you're thinking.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking out there is some parent who has encouraged their child to listen to a law radio show and has tuned them into Radio Law Talk. And that child has a geography test coming up next week, and we are going to face liability because that kid is going to flunk the time zone question.
Not the first time we've had our kids that we've helped out with homework flunk.
Yes. Yeah, so,
okay,
so,
let's help.
So listen,
okay,
technically there are 9 time zones in the United States.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, last segment we were trying to figure out all the different time zones.
We discussed the major time zones and then added one of our own.
We missed mountain time.
So these, from east to west.
Okay, here's the time zone.
Very far east.
I can't leave out Idaho. Oh, my God.
They're time zone all themselves. So very far east is the Atlantic Standard Time.
Wow.
Then we have Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, Alaskan Standard Time,
yes.
Hawaii Aleutian Standard Time, Samoa Standard Time, and Chamorro Standard Time.
Oh, come on.
What the heck is Chamorro?
What's Chamorro? That's, I don't know, get that one.
But you can get them fried at... oh, sorry, that's churros. Anyway, so the six basic ones, though, are Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, Alaska, Hawaii. Those are
That's
the time
crazy.
Zones. Yes.
Is tomorrow Puerto Rico?
Yeah, we have no affiliates in Alaska, Hawaii, or tomorrow, so
that doesn't
yes.
matter.
Hey, you gonna come over today? I'm coming over tomorrow.
We have listeners in Alaska.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
We
but
do.
I'm just saying we don't have any affiliates.
Yeah, we have no radio station.
Why not? They ain't got nothing better to do in Alaska.
Better
they can
reach
listen
out to Joe. Hello.
Affiliate guy. You know what? You know what's sad a little bit? And what's sad is there's some wonderful people and organizations that just get hit up because of some bad people they have within the organization that just takes them down. And that's the Boy Scouts of America. That's a sad, what a wonderful, at least concept and what they did for over a hundred years. And the sex abuse cases they've had to file bankruptcy now. They're probably 50% less the amount of scouts that have now, they went from about 4 million to 2 million scouts registered. And they have now eclipsed almost, not quite there, 90,000 sex abuse claims. Now, don't forget, they filed bankruptcy, and as part of that, the Boy Scouts of America did put out commercials that said, look, you know, here's your chance if there's any issues with prior, allegations. And again, by the way, these are all allegations. 90,000 people alleging, close to 90,000, that they were sexually abused by someone in the Scouts.
And that's an interesting thing that you talked about, the fact this is a bankruptcy case. Because, look, if there's an organization, you know, sometimes some churches might get sued or whatever, we've got a statute of limitations that people can
right.
adhere to about when they can bring their claims. And the statute of limitations, starts getting moved out to where you hit a certain age, and there's quite a bit of time for you to file. However, you could have the greatest statute of limitations in the world for timing. That's not going to mean anything if the entity that you want to ultimately sue has filed bankruptcy 10 years earlier and there is no entity left. There is nothing that you can get from the entity. Right? You still got the individual, but the entity. And so when the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy, as the entity is, they put this out there so that if anybody had a claim, look, we know you got the statute of limitations, but you got to kind of get in line if you seek a monetary award. And after doing that, 90,000 sex abuse claims filed against the Boy Scouts that are essentially potential creditors getting in line in bankruptcy court.
Right, and they're going to liquidate because the Boy Scouts of America, they actually own a lot of real property.
Yes.
And so
camps
they have substantial assets. And in addition, there are the local councils. So there's this big entity, and then there are a lot of different local councils, and they're all pitching in to try to resolve all of these claims. And these claims are from the 1960s, 70s, and even 80s.
Yeah.
So it's 30 years worth of claims that they're trying to resolve
but how do
bankruptcy.
You do that? How do you have allegations from the 60s and 70s, and how do they defend against that?
They're not going to defend against it. They're hiring professional, like special masters
right.
that are going to determine each case by case.
Wow.
And they're going to determine what part of these assets that these different individuals are going to get.
These individuals that are making allegations.
Yeah. But there will be a determination
right.
of the factualness, but it won't right. be done in the bankruptcy court. It'll be done just outside.
I'm just being the devil's advocate. So how do you, if a man in his 60s, in his 50s now, said in the 1960s I was abused by, you know, such and such scoutmaster.
The now deceased scoutmaster Jones.
Scoutmaster. Right. That's how do you do that?
Well, you verify that he was a member of that
okay.
local chapter,
that's
that the other person,
right.
that there was contact.
I get that.
You talk to their counselor or their therapist.
Well,
you
yeah.
talk to anybody else that has information.
But there's no defense because the guy's dead.
I don't think Boy Scouts is trying to defend.
Maybe you're right. Yeah,
and that's the thing. It appears that they're taking the approach, look, assuming that all of these were true, there's only so much in terms of available funds. And
right.
so the special master is going to have to determine how these are apportioned amongst people who may have claims. We're not even going to get into validity or not. Go ahead. There's only so much to go around.
You ready
That's
for
right.
this? You
That's
talk
right.
about an American institution. You know how many presidents were either part of either Boy Scouts or part of the Boy Scouts?
Ready all of them.
Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton was a Cub Scout, and he was actually 1997 National Scout Jamboree. He went to George W. Bush, Barack Obama. He was apparently was a SIAGA Cub Scout in Indonesia, apparently. And Donald Trump attended the 2017 National Scout Jamboree. He didn't. He wasn't a a Boy Scout, but so he. I wouldn't call
so
him a Scout.
So how many admit to being a Cub Scout leader?
Yeah, I don't.
Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. But I think it's just crazy though that how many presidents are affiliated with the Boy Scouts of America. Mm-hmm.
Neil Armstrong, astronauts, in the course of
Bill
jobs,
Gates.
Getting in the military, getting to intelligence agencies. It was once seen, before the Boy Scout organization became derided by this shame, it was once seen as an important asset
right.
for someone who was, my son's an Eagle Scout, and that was on his resume, and
yes.
that helped him get jobs.
Did you know,
yeah.
as an Eagle Scout, you're automatically, when you go into the military, you're moved up, I think, 3 positions automatically if you're an Eagle Scout. I got to look that up, but I know it's like you go from a private to a private first class or something like that. And I'm going to look that up, but that is
nothing for being a campfire girl.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I'm telling. Well, was camp? Were you Girl Scouts then, or not? Campfire girls? Is that the same? Is that the same as Girl Scouts?
Girl Scouts are not campfire girls. Campfire girls.
But you didn't have the cookies.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah, just our own cookies. We had campfire girl cookies.
Well, I never had a campfire girl cookie.
Well, we can solve that.
I need cookies. Todd, I just, we're talking about the lawsuit.
The thing about the Boy Scouts, getting to the merits of the lawsuit, where I think the Boy Scouts were really facing an uphill battle, is historically, if you look at it, I mean, they don't pay scoutmasters. These are people that volunteer. So here you have an organization that relies on individuals saying, I will volunteer my time to go on camp out to do this, and when you had somebody that would volunteer, they were more than willing to say, absolutely great, because it's hard to find people that will do that.
It's a difficult job. I've done it for a little while. I've done it as a youth volunteer. It is tough.
And so if you're trying to get folks that will do that, it's also hard to have this screening, especially back in the 70s and the 80s. Look, you're going to have nefarious actors come in. It was just a very tough spot the Boy Scouts were put in.
Nobody right. thought they'd need to.
Exactly.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. And they didn't have the federal screenings that they have in today's world.
Yeah.
That wasn't really developed until the 80s.
Yeah.
So
it's sad all the way around.
It is.
It's sad all the way around. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein's former prosecutors go through a little bit of scrutiny on his original case. We'll be back after this.
Is Epstein still deceased, right? That hasn't
yes,
changed?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Jeffrey Epstein.
He's not Elvis.
No.
Stay tuned.
I didn't say that.
Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right here on your favorite radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now back to the show. Here are Todd, Denise, and Fred on Radio Law Talk and, of course, RadioLawTalk.com. Fred.
At RadioLawTalk.com, you can go and get our and look up by – you can just type in a word and look up any former show or topic for the past 4 years. It's really interesting. So if you just have to look up Epstein, and we've gone over it over and over, what is going on with Epstein, who by the way – I'm putting this in quotes, committed suicide in jail. That was what some people think.
And to my knowledge, not affiliated with the Boy Scouts in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, so. But what happened in the facts of the case that he was being prosecuted for, prior to that, there had been allegations of sexual assaults on a number of underage women and young ladies, and he pled guilty. And I'm trying to think of what he got, what he received. Oh, here it is. And he received a very lenient deal, is the big argument. He served 13 months in Palm Beach County Jail with a work release during the day. And he also had to register as a sex offender, okay? So that happened back in 2008.
Yes. And that was out of Palm Beach County in Florida.
That's exactly right. Yes. So then what happens, the Office of Professional Responsibility investigates him to determine whether or not what he did was appropriate.
And this is the Attorney General,
right,
who made the decision to have a non-prosecution agreement with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. And so before we get into that, yeah, we're setting this up. Let me tell you, and Todd's going to be, we're going to have Todd talk more about this than anything because he's a prosecutor. He understands it. The amount of cases these guys prosecute and run across their desk, they got to make decisions as to, okay, what do I do? What type of deal do I give? I mean, there's so many things they've got to take into consideration, and there's thousands running by them that they have to usually settle. Most of them settle, and what's a good deal? What's not? What might be a good deal now, you can, in hindsight, is not when you see what happens later. And so, Todd, go through that, how, and we're not jumping on his side because the Department of Justice, I mean, the Justice Department brought out, you know, basically a ruling of what they thought he did or didn't do. And but what do these prosecutors have to go through on a daily basis?
Well, look, it depends on the type of cases that you're prosecuting. I've had several different assignments back when I was a prosecutor. When I prosecuted misdemeanors and DUIs, I probably have at any given time an active caseload of anywhere from 150 to 200 cases.
But you have to make decisions on whether to prosecute or what deals you're going to make.
And I'll tell you, without a docket note, which is it's the document that's on the very front where every conversation I have with the defense attorney, every interaction that's in court, status of my offers, what my thinking was, the rationale, I would take notes and anybody could go through and review. Okay, this case was filed on December 1st, 2005. Okay, this is the person that filed it. First time Todd saw it was in court on December the 3rd. Oh, here's his docket note from that. And you would be able to see the docket notes from the time that it starts until the time that defendant entered a plea or the case was otherwise resolved. Without those, I would not be able to tell you at any given time what the status was on any case because you're asking me to keep track of thousands. And that's what it is. Now,
people got to understand that as we go through and talk about this.
Exactly. Now,
there's one more complication, too. This involved two different levels. It involved state and federal prosecutions.
Okay. So here's the thing, and we'll talk about it in a second. That was a voluminous caseload when I was doing DUIs, prosecution, misdemeanors, things like that. When I moved for a three-year period of time where I prosecuted all of the sexual assault cases in a specific jurisdiction with victims age 14 and over, my caseload, thank heaven, dropped significantly. At any given time, I maybe had 7 or 8 cases open in that smaller county that I was at. But still, you have to take docket notes, because if I was asked now 20 years after the fact, 10 years, 15 years after the fact, well, what was your thinking here? I'd have to refer to those notes. And that's what happened in this case here, because the sexual assault nature, the charges that Epstein was facing, he was facing liability in both the state jurisdiction with Florida, and the federal government can also prosecute
because
it violated statutes both state and federally. And what this guy, Alexander Acosta, what he was being called on the carpet for is he entered into a non-prosecution agreement where essentially if you settle this case on the state level for state criminal charges, we won't prosecute you federally. And that's what he was being asked for. And the big issue here with him was he didn't consult any of the victims to get their input about the resolution of the case.
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. But let's back up before we get to that. The court, they held that he didn't do anything wrong other than he basically just had some poor judgment. All they called it was poor judgment. Other than that, they found that he did not do anything wrong.
So here we've got the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, investigating a former U.S. attorney based upon what decision that former U.S. attorney did when deciding not to prosecute federally Epstein, but to allow him to plead to lesser offenses in the state matter.
But let me tell you this. Again, we're devil's advocate here. We're arguing. Hindsight's 20/20, right, Denise? I mean, given the fact that what we found out what Epstein really was like and who he was, of course it's like that was not a good deal. They shouldn't have done that, you know? But you have to. I'm just jumping on the attorney's side that I know that are so overworked in the DA's and the prosecutor's office that have so much on their hands, you can't foresee everything, and oh, maybe that was an improper or a low verdict. I mean, a better deal for Epstein than it should have been. But hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yeah, but it was so callous against those victims.
I agree with that.
And for sure there was poor judgment used.
Absolutely.
Because Epstein got to plead guilty to solicitation of underage prostitutes. So the victims were being alleged to be prostitutes, and they never even got to defend themselves against that label. They didn't know what Epstein's sentencing was going to be.
Or make a statement.
Or be able to make a victim statement or anything.
Right.
I believe that's more than poor judgment, in my opinion, but I understand that they couldn't find evidence of any corruption or impermissible considerations,
yep,
such as Epstein's wealth or his status
at
or
that time,
associations.
It's at that time.
Yes.
At 2008,
yeah,
they didn't have a lot, where later it all came forth.
One thing I want to also point out, this is significant that it is 2008, because up until this point in time, I hate to say it, but victims, the whole focus of a prosecution is the defendant, and oftentimes it's like, what can we do to get them help? And the victims sometimes were even thought of as an afterthought. And in 2008, I know in the state of California, the California Constitution, was amended to give victims certain rights, yeah, to be heard in the course and conduct of a criminal prosecution. And there are other jurisdictions that had that as well, because it really started coming to the forefront. You hear stories about families who had lost a loved one to a homicide, right? And they were not informed that the person had been released into the public pending trial, and they run into that person in the grocery store. And it's like, how come nobody told us? And those stories started to really accumulate. And so since 2008, there has really been this focus more on victims have to have a say in a criminal prosecution. What do they want? What is their opinion? It wasn't as much the forefront up to 2008. And so here, when I look at what happened in this particular case, maybe the result was iffy, but where they really use poor judgment is not in talking to the victim. Under today's standard of victim involvement, I doubt that would have happened.
I think they would have found more than just poor judgment.
Yes.
If it was under today's standard, for sure.
Absolutely.
You do
absolutely
have to look, because you do have to look at the standard, and the standard implies that you're looking at back then and the facts and circumstances and laws,
right,
that existed back
then. And they
then
probably would have talked to the victims at that time if that was the law,
exactly,
at that time period and in that jurisdiction. So my point is, all I'm trying to say is hindsight's 20/20. I do not like armchair quarterbacks. I'm sorry, I've never been the one of those guys, well, the quarterback should have done this. Well, you know what? Come and be a prosecutor for a month. And when your head's spinning, because my brother's a former prosecutor, and when your head's spinning and you're trying to figure out, like Todd said, who's on first, no, they're doing the best they can. And we're going to be back, hour three. Hold on. We're going to have a case or no case, and we're going to talk a little bit about toddler formula lawsuits. That's very interesting. We'll be back.
Much more Radio Law Talk in our third hour, which is available live on many radio stations, and otherwise it's available from our archive at radiolawtalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.